You are listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me again in the studio, and on the phone we have David Jones from Artisan Kitchen in Paducah. We're going to talk about some summertime recipes. David, thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
David, Woody Pines was just cooking up some great music, and I'm hoping that you'll let us have your best shot at a great summertime recipe for the 4th of July.
Oh, excellent. We've got a Mediterranean chopped salad that we're starting to introduce actually at the restaurant. But it's got cucumber and grape tomatoes, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, some fresh garlic, Kalamata olives and chickpeas, a little bit of red onion. But it's a nice, really fresh salad. Add a little feta cheese to that, and a little salt and cracked black pepper. And it's just a nice, really fresh, cool salad.
Sounds great. What would it accompany?
Well, it's almost, I mean, it could almost be like a, you know, nice kind of meal, poolside type of meal by on its own. But any kind of you know, I mean, it's a lettuce salad. It's got a lot of romaine lettuce in it. So, you know, you could split it up and use it as sort of a smaller, you know, sort of salad prior to, you know, grilling out or something like that. So it'd go great with grilled items. Grilled corn would be fabulous.
Do another one for us.
We have a mango salsa that we do. It's always a huge hit. It's got fresh mango in it and cucumbers, a little bit of jalapeno. You can kind of adjust that for you, you know, to kind of fit how you like things spicy or not. It's a fresh red bell pepper, and then it's tossed with a mix of ginger and lime juice and a little bit of brown sugar. It gives it a little bit of sweetness, but that's a great, cool, fresh, you know, salsa to go with, you know, chips or whatever you want to dip into that.
Now, David, you're a chef and president of Artisan Kitchen, but you're also getting into education. You have a cooking class tomorrow?
We are. We do a cooking class tomorrow evening. It starts at 7 o'clock. We do them monthly. They're usually on Tuesday evenings, and usually toward the end of the month is when we schedule most of them. And we do, you know, we do about six or so recipes usually, depending on what we're doing. We have sort of themes for each one, and we just have a really good time. There, some people take them more seriously. Some people are a little more casual at them, but everyone gets involved. We always eat a lot of food. Tomorrow night we're going to be doing, actually our theme for tomorrow night is kind of fresh recipes. So we've got six recipes that we're doing. The mango salsa and the Mediterranean chopped salad are both on that list. We're also doing a watermelon and feta salad, a roasted red pepper gazpacho, an Italian bread salad, and a black bean and corn salad. But they're all recipes that are really fresh. There's no really cooking. It's all mainly just prepping the items and tossing them together. Which is a great time this time of year because it's so hot. So it's great not to have the stove on. And then there's also, you know, you have so many better options for fresh vegetables this time of year. So that's sort of our theme for this class. Well, like I said, we do them every month, usually, other than December. And we always have some sort of theme. Usually in November, we do maybe a little more hors d'oeuvre type things, getting kind of people geared up for Christmas parties and things like that. So we kind of try to tie in with the time of the year and what's going on.
I'm going to ask you to roll back to Italian bread salad and tell me how that works.
Well, you need, it's great to use like a really like rustic kind of bread, something that's a little, you know, and it's great to use with like bread that's like past wanting to eat it fresh, because it needs to be a little bit stale. And if you're, you know, depending on how fresh it is or how more stale it is, you know, you want to kind of toast it, kind of dry it out a little bit. And you're tossing that with olive oil, tomatoes. We usually use Roma tomatoes with those. You kind of seed those, and you know, a little bit, so you don't want it too juicy. And a little balsamic vinegar, and some cucumber, and some red onion, and then like fresh basil, and that gets tossed together. And you want this to set a little bit, so the bread kind of soaked that up. But then you just sort of eat that. You know, and it's a great kind of side item to go with kind of a picnic type thing. But it's really lovely.
Is there a web home for your recipes, David?
Well, our website is artisankitchen.net. And from there, we have a blog, which we sometimes post some recipes on. We are actually starting to We're adding a little addition to our menu at Shandy's, where we're adding actually three of these fresh salads on the menu, and we're including the recipes on the menu itself, so you can actually take the recipe home with you if you want. You know, we're pretty good about, you know, posting things on our website and, you know, links to other sources and such.
You know, I'm still going back to the list that you recited for the class, and the watermelon feta salad, was that, did I catch that right?
Yep, that's exactly right. And I made that when I was in college in like the late or early 90s, actually. We made a watermelon feta salad, me and a friend of mine at the time, and we just thought it would be interesting. We came across the recipe, and it was kind of a joke because one of our friends told us she loved it at the time, and then later on admitted to us that she actually didn't like it at all. But I actually love the recipe, but it's watermelon and it's red onion. It's a mix of balsamic vinegar and olive oil and salt and pepper, and then there's fresh mint in it as well. And if you like your watermelon, I mean, a lot of people will salt their watermelon, which is actually not something I normally do. But if you like that, I think you'll really like this recipe because you get the saltiness from the feta cheese in there, and it's really, really nice. It's something that needs to be made up, you know, kind of tossed together and then eaten pretty soon. It doesn't hold real well, but it is just a really unique kind of flavor, and it goes amazingly well. And we've done it at a few catering events and such like that, and people who like it really, really like it.
Well, this leads me to ask you how you pick a good, sweet, ripe watermelon. How do you know you're going to have one when you pick it up?
Well, I don't know. For me, it's kind of a crapshoot a lot of the times. But, you know, I just usually do like the little thumping method. You want it to sound, you know, kind of a hollow sound. And I don't know. That's usually what I do. You know, it's nice if you can find some, like, you know, kind of oily roadside stands to get them at, because then usually the person who's selling them will help you find, you know, a good melon, because they usually want you to, you know, have a good product and find the best thing, and so that you come back and buy from them again. So that's always a good choice if you're not sure yourself, because usually those kinds of vendors, you know, really kind of care about what they're selling.
And it's good to be a local for when you can.
Oh, yeah.
Well, David, thank you for being with us. I hope you'll come back and wet our whistles for wonderful summertime recipes again.
Absolutely, anytime.
Thank you. David Jones is chef and president of Artisan Kitchen in Paducah.
You're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's NPR station, WKMS. You can find us online at WKMS.org.